Welcome to the AdTech Forum, our five-part series on supply brought to you by Cadence. We're really excited for our next guest, Jared Wilczynski. Jared, welcome.
Jared is a 20-year veteran in streaming and the ad tech space. Between CBS Interactive and Paramount Plus, his operational chops and knowledge of the inner workings of this industry is quite impressive. Jared lives in San Francisco area and is excited to hop right on. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you. And I am very excited to be here.
Jared, love the shirt, love the Gator gear. Also behind you, it's so on brand, just representing Paramount, representing your home team. To get started, as one of the most premium content providers, how do you prioritize maintaining brand safety and quality content while maximizing revenue through your partnerships with SSPs?
So, being Paramount, and clearly we control the content that we put into the platforms. We control the and that's for your owned and operated, all the cable nets, CBS Broadcast, CBS News, and even on Pluto. We know exactly what we're onboarding. It's not like it's the Wild West where anyone can do whatever. So, when it comes to overall brand safety, our answer is, it's 100% brand safe. This is, all linear content, which has to abide by a lot of laws. It has a lot of standards and practices that go into what we air on TV. So it's all brand safe according to us. And even on Pluto, we're clearly, we know what we're onboarding. And again, it might be brand safe to us, but brand safety is the eye of the beholder. What it's to me is very different to you, which is very different to God.
As obviously working at a top premium streaming company and television company, how do you decide on where you make that premium inventory available as it relates to the SSP partners that you select and market?
So, I think it's very important to kind of break down a little bit what is the SSP making available to market? Because there's different strategies that go into working with an SSP. We have a very large, and I would, they're watching, the best sales force on the planet. We are a global company. An SSP is a facilitator to a connection to our agencies and advertiser partners. We are very flexible in how we make our inventory available to them, and in certain cases, certain transparency that a direct connection gets via an SSP. And then, of course, we work with SSPs as well in a, an indirect marketplace, and, the content that goes into the direct and indirect, there's a big difference of what goes in there. Stuff you see on P Plus, Halo or what's that? Never Seen Again, it's up. That's not going to be available in an indirect marketplace, but that content is available in an SSP from our direct connections we have with the buy side community that sales is Stripe.
So, Jared, could you share some insights into the strategies and best practices that a content provider like yourself would ensure alignment? How do you ensure alignment between the messaging of the values and interests of the audience and what you're trying to do and the SSPs? It's just, you have so much inventory. Help us understand that.
Yeah, it's, if I'm in a dozen meetings a day, this is probably a good part why. It takes a lot of coordination internally and just as much coordination externally. Not necessarily in, the ad operations org. Do we have some, specialists or like points of contact? But in our, yield and programmatic, strategy by Leo O'Connor, we have folks that, only talk to SSPs and manage those relationships. We have folks that only talk to DSPs and manage those relationships. And we all coordinate. This is a story. This is the messaging. These are the rules. And it involves a lot of different people to understand what do we want to put in here? What don't we want to put in here? What are the rules for this DSP? What are the, unique opportunities for this SSP? And, those trying to make it all work together, because the most important thing is as we're gathering demand, we need to construct the best pod possible, to your point of like, at the end of the day, there's a user sitting in a garage somewhere else, not here, that needs to see a well-constructed pod that, you know, hopefully the advertising message is relevant to them, you know, just as important, if not more important, you know, competitive separation, frequency across pods as we have 50 different demand types coming into the ecosystem.
You know, you speak a lot about the monetization strategy and obviously streamlining your operations in regards to your SSP team and your DSP team. But as we see, you know, users evolving and their preferences, their consumption habits changing, how does Paramount leverage data and audience insights to inform the content creation and distribution strategies, as well as, you know, optimizing the ad placements for the most impact that they can possibly make for a viewer?
Yeah. So, I mean, it wouldn't be a panel or an interview without saying AI, and we're using, but of course, this is what we are. We're using machine learning, AI, we know, the great thing about controlling our experience, most of our consumption is on owned and operated, but there's a lot that is in distribution between, you know, the traditional cable and broadcast business on MVPDs, or, you know, even something like Pluto or CBS News or CBS Sports HQ lives in channel environments that are, you know, Samsung TV Plus, LG, Vizio, you know, but at least on our O&O, you know, we know what you're watching. We know how much of what you are watching, and then we're able to do recommendations, you know, within the app itself as core products, you know, or just as important, you know, we treat our house inventory as if we're paying for it. Every single thing is targeted. Everything has strategy behind it. There's no like, oh, I'm just going to put this up to fill time. So we leverage that to drive engagement elsewhere. Now, how we get the right message back in from an advertiser against that content, you know, it's still early days on terms of like really aligning the sentiment and mood of what you're watching to the correct message. I know there's other people in our space that are really starting to make strides on this, and we've been looking at it as well. It's like, how do you get the, you know, this moment in this content, this kind of ad and this content during this moment? It's just, how do you scale it, and how do you price it? How do you plan for it? You know, that's where it gets a little bit challenging. But in a programmatic world, as you market, you know, you put stuff into an SSP, you know, that's a great leverage for potentially direct sales versus indirect sales. And it's always having that, there needs to be a difference between the two on what, when we have a direct connection with the client versus like, it's the incest of bidding 50 different ways and what's available in that.
How do you guys in particular navigate through the complexities of like cross-platform convergence? How does an SSP play a role in facilitating that type of seamless integration and optimization for ad inventory, especially when we're talking about multiple channels and devices?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, an SSP is, you know, and you know, we have to work with multiple SSPs, whether it's by choice or not. You know, there's a lot of influence coming in from the buy side on the ad tech you use on the sell side, which is, you know, it's great that we're able to be nimble and like money is green. We don't care where it's coming from. We're going to figure out a way to take it. But it introduces challenges, but you know, and this is as you have like it is a certain pipe into our ecosystem. You know, at the end of the day, the ad server, and there's a big difference between an ad server and an SSP. The ad server is the brain around understanding deduplication and understanding the holistic ad decision, at least across digital. You know, linear, you're then, you know, potentially working with, you know, Inscape, and you're using ACR data to try to understand linear exposure, and then you're converting that into audience targeting or exclusions for audience targeting to maximize that kind of deduplicated story between, you know, traditional linear delivery and a, you know, something that is dynamic at.
Jared, when it comes to supply, what are some industry predictions that you have for where we're going?
So, you know, transparency and kind of more signals in a bid request out of like, what exactly am I running on is, you know, extremely important, you know, because we started this off. Brand safety means something very different to us than it does to Clorox, than it does to Procter, than it does to Paramount Pictures family a little bit. So, you know, what does that mean? But, you know, we are still in a tech standard, and this is something I know the IAB Tech Lab, we, you know, a lot of us are having discussions on this, is, you know, a bid request is like, here's a bunch of information, and then God knows what the hell is going to happen on the other side. It's used for reporting, it's used for blocking, it's used for targeting, and you know, there is a big privacy law in place in the U.S. that you can't combine identity and what you're watching. It's called the Video Privacy Protection Act from 1986 or whatever it is. So, like, the way the bidding OpenRTB mechanisms today are not conducive to privacy, not conducive to, you know, business elements of what we're trying to achieve as a sales team. You know, we don't want people cherry picking individual shows, but we also want to be transparent as to what you're running on. Today, there's no way to tell the difference in OpenRTB. There's definitely work that needs to be done as to what's reportable, what's targetable and reportable. Is a DSP going to respect those signals, you know, and as an SSP puts them out, and there's a lot of links in that chain that we have to get.
Jared, this has been incredible. Thank you for being here today. That actually brings us to the end of this episode of the AdTech Forum. It's sponsored by Cadent. We've really covered a wide range of topics with our guest, Jared Wilichinsky. Stay tuned for future episodes, and please follow us on LinkedIn and YouTube. Thank you, Jared and Jeremy, for being here today, and see everyone next week.